For now, more drama in Washington, in the White House. I know it happens every day, but this story actually could be perhaps quite a big one. It concerns US Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. But I'm guessing, if you've been hearing it on your news, you're probably very confused as to what's going on. Let's try and cut through this. I'm going to speak to Simon Marks, LBC's US correspondent in Washington, D.C. Simon, good evening.
Hello, Nigel. You can count me among the confused.
Good. Well, that helps a little bit. So just explain to people what Rosenstein's job actually is or was. Has he been fired?
No, he still seems to be in his position. As listeners to LBC will know, it has been a dithering, bewildering few hours here, fueled by reports from the political website Axios and CNN that Rod Rosenstein had offered his resignation to the White House Chief of Staff, John Kelly. Then there were reports that he hadn't resigned, but said that he was on his way to the White House expecting to be fired. He's had his meeting at the White House, not with President Trump. The president's up in New York. The two men have apparently spoken on the telephone and now agreed to meet again on Thursday. So Rod Rosenstein's immediate future looks like it'll be decided later this week. He is the Deputy Attorney General of the United States. The reason why he matters in the story of the Trump presidency is because he is the man to whom Robert Mueller, the special prosecutor digging into ties that may have existed between Donald Trump's election campaign team and the Russians, digging into the possible obstruction of justice that some here argue was committed by President Trump when he fired the FBI director James Comey last year. Robert Mueller reports to Mr. Rosenstein, the Deputy Attorney General. Why? Because the Attorney General of the United States, Jeff Sessions, had to recuse himself from any involvement in the Russia probe because he was not entirely truthful in his testimony to Congress when he was confirmed as Attorney General of the United States about his own communications with the Russians during the election campaign. That decision, as you know, Nigel, by Jeff Sessions, infuriated
President,
Donald Trump,
no,
who has
absolutely
been complaining volubly about it
absolutely
ever since.
And so is it true to say that Rosenstein, as somebody who works for the president, has said some pretty disloyal things about the president?
Well, what has sparked this immediate question over his future is a report that was published by the New York Times last Friday. Listeners to LBC will have heard breaking news coverage of that as well, in which the newspaper claimed that at one point the deputy attorney general had offered to wear a wire, a secret recording device, during his interactions with President Trump. He never made good on that offer. It never happened, but the offer was reportedly made. Some people here say it was made sarcastically. Others say it was not. It was also reported by the paper that Mr. Rosenstein said that he believed he was in a position to recruit at least two members of the cabinet to support moves to invoke the 25th Amendment to the American Constitution. That's the bit of the Constitution that you could, if you wanted to, use to oust President Trump from office in a constitutional fashion. And remember, a few weeks ago, a couple of weeks ago now, it seems like it was an epoch away, but it was only a few days ago, that anonymously written opinion piece by a senior Trump administration official, published by the same New York Times, claimed that members of the cabinet had discussed possibly using the 25th Amendment to get rid of Donald Trump. So on the face of that reporting, which Rod Rosenstein completely denies by the New York Times, but on the face of it, he was conniving and conspiring against the president that he serves. And this, of course, goes to the heart of the revelations that were contained in Bob Woodward's book, then fueled by that opinion piece in the New York Times, that, you know, within Donald Trump's inner circle, there is a resistance at work, constantly trying to undo the president, save himself from some of his worst excesses, and at times, according to all of this reporting, even thinking about trying to get rid of him.
I have to say, it all looks true to me, Simon, I must say. It's an ongoing, never-ending soap opera, isn't it?
It's no secret. You know people inside that administration. I know people inside that administration. I suspect we know different people, Nigel, but I know people in there that say, look, you know, you want me in a position of influence in this administration, because if I wasn't here, you can't even imagine then what would be going on. So this idea promulgated by Bob Woodward that there has been an administrative coup d'etat against President Trump, of which perhaps the Deputy Attorney General is a member. I mean, there is truth in that, and it does raise, whatever you think of President Donald Trump and his policies, it raises fundamental questions about democracy.
Absolutely. Simon Marks, thank you very much indeed. Interesting, isn't it? The attempted coup d'etat that is going on within the White House against President Trump carrying out his agenda. And I would say that's what Blair and others want to do. They effectively are trying to mount a coup d'etat against the referendum result.